going on, America? Graham and Jake are here for another, sit down, kind of intimate kind of thing, that's conversation.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Kind of a podcast. So we get a lot of good feedback from this. Not that people don't love Alyssa, but we really like to have like the normal kind of show. Then we like to do this. But this is going to be kind of a sit down. But I've got a lot of freaking like random topics to talk about. So.
Yep.
So first of all, let's talk about the breaking news. Now, you're listening to this on Wednesday. It's Tuesday afternoon. We're filming this, and this just came out, so we're going to talk about it. So Donald Trump is in trouble because he compared the impeachment to a modern-day lynching.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are losing their minds about the lynching word. How dare you say lynching? Lynching is a dark stain on America's history, Donald Trump. How dare you? The very people that compared Trump to actual
Hitler.
No, I think they said literally Hitler.
Yeah.
Literally Hitler, and Trump supporters are Nazis. Mm-hmm. All the above. So, you know, again, I read it and even I went, ugh, not a great word. But I mean, you know, these people are truly, you know, high pot, calling the kettle black, you know, kind of stuff.
You know what I'd say to that?
Hmm.
A lot of those people who were lynched, they weren't given, you know, a fair shake. They were guilty and they were lynched, you know. Trump is guilty before.
Well,
you know,
I think what's making people mad is
the
not
image.
No, it's not that. I think it's slavery, black people being hung for no reason.
Yeah.
See what I mean? But you didn't even naturally go that route. Like, you went to the, you know, like public execution kind of thing. what people are referring it to, I'm pretty sure, is I mean, the horrible time in our country where black people were hung. For being black, pretty much.
Right.
And again, terrible time frame. Obviously, you know, that's not what he meant. But again, we're in a point in our society where you just can't say anything. Like, I remember people used to saying phrase all the time, like, man, this is a modern day lynch mob or something like that. You know what I mean? And like, I mean, is it a true comparison of the horrors? No. But when did we get into this society where words hurt quite so much? Anyway, so by the time you hear this, I don't know. Maybe something will have come out further. I don't know if it'll die down or not, but you're hearing absolute first reactions to it.
Similar to Beto. I mean, Beto claims Trump supporters.
I love how you say Beto. Beto.
I mean, it's Robert, really.
Beto.
Rob Frank, you know, he says that Trump supporters are like Nazis, Trump's like Hitler, which is comparing what's going on now to the Holocaust. So what's worse, you know?
No, I agree. Okay, so the World Series kicks off tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Astros and the Nationals, believe
DC.
It or not. Yeah, so anyway, I don't have anything to add. Someone just randomly texted me while I was talking and said, pray for the Astros tonight. So, I got to go for the Astros, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not an Astros fan, but, I mean, I feel like since we're in Texas, we should pull for the Astros.
I'll watch game 6 or 7, whatever it is.
I think you got to start at game 4.
Yeah.
You know, because at that point, you know, you kind of know what kind of World Series you're in at that point.
I like watching the last play to get them into the World Series. So I hear, oh, they're going to the World Series.
The Astros had a walk-off.
Oh, really?
Play. Yeah, they got them in
the
World
Nationals.
Series.
Yeah.
Well, they went to game 6, I believe it was, with the Yankees. So anyway, all right. So are we ready? Jake, are you ready?
Always.
For the breastfeeding father.
Yes.
All right. So a lot of people, I made a video about this yesterday, and a lot of people were like, Graham, this is fake news. Nobody's talking about that. Yes, they are. Okay. It was in Newsweek. All right. And it says this was, he has intrigued and disgusted for millenniums.
Millenniums?
He has also remained largely hypothetical until now.
Hmm.
That is until last year, when a peer-reviewed case report confirmed that a transgender woman, assigned male at birth, was able to breastfeed her child after she was put on a regime of hormonal drugs. Weeks before the baby's birth, she was able to produce 8 ounces of milk per day, and for the first 6 weeks, the baby could sustain solely on that milk alone.
Poor baby.
Poor, poor kid. So, ha! It is real, all you doubters.
Told you.
Obviously, I wasn't talking about just a normal dude being able to pop an old man nipple.
I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Man nipple in there and things to happen. Obviously, there's some more hormonal enhancements or downgrades, depending on how you look at it. And what? And so, no, the world is not ready for the breastfeeding father because there's no point in it, and it's not natural. What is the point? There is no point. Why would you? It can't. I don't care what they say. That can't be healthy for the baby. Can't be healthy for the baby. Even if you do hormonally like change yourself enough to where you can start lactating, surely that they tell people all the time you're not even allowed to drink when you're breastfeeding because stuff gets in there for the child. So you mean to tell me that all that hormone stuff doesn't get in the breast milk?
That baby's going to have underarm hair by the time he's 1 year old.
Yeah, that baby's going to start looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger at 3. That's all I'm saying. No. It's not right. It's not the way that it's supposed to be. But that brings me to this war that seems to be happening a good bit here lately, okay?
Tampax thing?
Yeah. This. I mean, we've argued this gender thing for a long time, and here lately there just seems to be a lot of attacks, okay? So, first of all, you had this account the other day that kind of got it started. It was National Period Day a couple days ago. They have a day for everything at this point, all right? Hashtag National Period Day, all right? And then this person goes on and says, any gender can get their period, all right? That wasn't the first person. Literally every Democratic presidential hopeful tweeted the same tweet. Every day, people are forced to choose between going to school or work or staying home because they can't afford the menstrual products they need. People can't afford the menstrual products they need.
Subtle.
People. All right. Any gender can get their period. No, they can't. People can't afford menstrual products. Don't you mean women? Like, don't you mean women can't afford their menstrual products?
Yeah.
I mean, last time I checked, and I said this in the video, but I'll say it again for those who haven't seen it. I don't remember the last time I've had a conversation with a dude, and they go, man, can you believe these tampon prices?
Right.
You know what I mean? Golly, they're trying to bankrupt a dude.
It's another thing that's going to hurt women. Like, imagine if you're a woman going to CVS, and you're going to get tampons, and there's one box left, but a dude in front of you gets the last box. Yeah,
because he wants to pretend like he has a period. Men, listen to me right now, fellas. I don't know how to give you any other better advice than this. If you are a dude and your undercarriage is bleeding down there, you got a much more serious problem than a period, man. You need to go to the doctor stat because something's not working the way it's supposed to work. But here lately, all right, the tampon company, the Always Ultra or whatever. Ladies, I'm sure you know what that is. What is it? Tampax? Is that the name of the company that does that?
I think Always is I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Ladies, it's a major tampon brand, okay? Transgender activist force menstrual products brand Always, there it is, Always to remove the woman symbol from packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So now there will be no woman symbol on the packaging of tampons.
That makes me feel so good. Thanks.
You know, I'm glad that we're finally focused on equality in our country.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, because I know that it bothered me when I was going through looking for my razors, which I have a beard, and I'm not happy about it. Because by God, you know, it's not my fault that I am a woman, but I grow facial hair. Okay?
Sure.
So it is a huge burden on my life to have to carry this cross, per se.
Mm-hmm.
And then to add to it, I had to walk in the feminine products department only to be reminded by the female symbol on the tampons that I am not a woman. How dare they?
Oh, yeah.
How dare... Bigotry is alive and well within our society.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah.
Assume to know what I feel inside of who I am.
Yep.
Let's go to a sponsor. Tac Pack is the premier monthly subscription box for military, tactical, and Second Amendment enthusiasts. For just $49.95 a month, they ship you at least $100 worth of gear for companies like 5.11, Hexmag, Mission First Tactical, Armaspect, and America Grip, to name a few. They ship out AR-15 parts, everyday carry tools, knives, cleaning kits, and a mix of other tactical gear and apparel direct to you. And now is the time for their next pack, so listen up. Sign up today to get the November TAC Pack. It hits the trifecta for firearm enthusiasts. It includes stuff for your rifle, pistol, and everyday carry. Go to TACPack.com, and when you use the promo code RANT at checkout, they'll ship you an ABKT folding knife absolutely free. And if you're upset that you missed the October pack, just email the team info@TACPack.com after you sign up to see if they have any left. So, if you're into tactical gear from the best companies for half the price, TAC Pack is for you. Go to TACPack.com and get the November pack today. TACPack.com, TACPack.com, offer code RANT. Let's get back into this whole male-female thing.
Yeah.
All right. It's been going on for a long time, but here lately, it just seems to get even more and more ridiculous. So somebody actually sent this to me in a message. All right. Now, for those of you who aren't watching, for those of you watching, we'll put the picture up right here because I want you guys to see this. All right. But for you, Jake, this is inside of a doctor's office. Okay, so they took their kid to the doctor, and this is what it is. So for those of you who aren't watching, it is a gingerbread person.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
But this one is called the genderbread person. All right, now look.
Come on.
No, I'm serious, all right? Now look, it's got arrows pointing to things, and on top of the genderbread person, there's a brain, and it says identity is found here. All right? Then it's got a heart. And it says attraction is found there. Then in the crotchal region, that's where sex is. And there's more than one sex here. And then all the rest of the gingerbread body is expression. So now we're teaching children that would refer to a gingerbread person in the first place as a genderbread person. Gender identity, as this flyer says, womanness or manness is found in your gender identity, your brain. Gender expression, femininity, masculinity, and anatomical sex, femaleness, maleness. So what's the difference between womanness and manness? And femaleness and maleness.
How you feel about it or how you act about it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. But look, and then it's got identity does not equal expression. Expression does not equal sex. Gender does not equal sexual orientation. Like, this is a kid's thing in a doctor's office. Sex assigned at birth. Female, male, or intersex is the third one now. So, like, even the symbols, it's got three symbols.
See, this is education for us as well. Like, see how hard they have to describe this to people? Because the majority of people, 95% of people, have no idea what they're talking about. So they have to do graphs like this to explain. This is where this comes from. Because no one has any idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, but listen to this. Sexual experience. It's four boxes. Males. Females, both, or neither.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, listen to this. Again, people, I cannot stress this enough. This is a flyer in a, like, a pediatric place, like, for kids, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Sexually attracted to, and it's got women, feminine, female, male, masculine, male, romantically attracted to. So it's sexually attracted to and romantically attracted to. This is a freaking flyer. This is a real thing. Look at this thing. Look, this is a real flyer. Somebody sent it to me. They took their kid to the doctor, and they saw that, and they took a picture of it, and they sent it to me in a message. Now, I don't know what doctor's office this is. I don't know what state this is in, what city, but that is a very, very deliberate flyer that is centered and focused around kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sexual experience, romantically attracted to. Like, how old are these kids?
Yeah.
Six?
It doesn't matter. If you have to put a gingerbread person to prove your point, they're young, okay? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, if you're using not an actual diagram of a person, they're young. Like, they're young kids, you know? And this is what's going on, man. I mean, it is...
But see, we can't even understand it. Like, gender expression.
I don't understand that crap at all. And I don't know.
And
I,
they don't want us to think it's weird, though. It's like, well, if we can't understand it, if the majority of people cannot understand what you're trying to say, maybe it is not the norm.
Maybe. I don't I don't understand what is going on with this attack against gender. Right? Or,
yeah.
Or I don't even like the word gender, because somehow gender got just warped.
So,
what sex are you? Like, that should be the only question that we ask people from now on. Are you male or are you female? Period. Shut up.
Right.
Nobody else cares.
Right.
Like, even if you're the most woke person in the world, if they start naming this weird gender, you don't care. You've done zoned out 5 minutes ago. You don't care. What is your DNA makeup for your anatomical sex? What is that? That's
right.
What I want to know. Is you a dude? Is you a girl? Which one are you?
Right. And I think as Americans, you know, with liberty and all that we stand for, people should be able to tell themselves they are whatever they want. If you think you're a turtle or you think you're a transgender man, gay man, whatever that lady said, fine. But do not bring it into the schools. Do not force me to call you something.
Yeah.
You have the liberty to live as an American the way you want.
Shut up, is what I say.
Yeah.
Just be quiet.
Keep it to yourself.
But it doesn't stop there. So, okay, there's two other things that I want to bring up. And this is, it's different, but it's in the same vein of things, right? There's this attack on gender, or this attack against male and female,
nuclear family,
yeah, all this other kind of stuff, right? So I want to talk to you about a hypocritical thing here. Okay, have you seen the Kate Hill photo? You seen that?
I don't think so.
The Democratic Congresswoman Kate Hill. You seen that?
Is it the thing like brushing her hair?
Yeah,
with the,
yeah. You see that picture? So here it is, right here. So she's butt naked, combing the hair of her staffer, right? Okay. Now, again, I don't approve of like affairs and things like that. However, do I think that that makes you unqualified to be a congressman or congresswoman? No, not necessarily. What I'm pointing out is the irony here. If a photo of Dan Crenshaw
or Trump
came out, let's not use Trump. Everybody uses Trump. Let's use my buddy Dan Crenshaw. Hi, Dan. I hope you're listening. All right. If Dan Crenshaw was butt naked, combing the hair of one of his male, you know, people, the sexual assault allegations would go out the freaking window.
Yeah.
He would be ruined.
He must have been on Epstein's
Island. He would be ruined.
Oh, yeah.
But barely anybody's talking about this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, let me say again, morally, I don't agree with affairs, but all honesty, you know, I could care less. I mean, I really do. I mean, some people get mad at me. Well, Graham, they obviously don't have moral care. You know?
Well,
there's a lot of people that do a lot of bad things. Are they a good congressman, good congresswoman, or not? Which you can argue that she's not, you know, outside of this.
Yeah.
But again, that's not the point. The point is the hypocrisy of it all.
I think it's, you know, they say gender is fluid, right?
Oh,
and
God.
All this kind of stuff. If you agree with them on that, that's fine. But if you disagree with them on that, that is not fine.
Okay. All right. So okay. All right. Hashtag Dear America. Let me know what you think. All right. If we can identify as whatever we want, and who are we to tell people they can't identify as something, or they can't interpret people identifying as something?
Mm.
All right. Here's a scenario for you. And people are going to be like, Graham, that's kind of out there. Is it? Really? Because we're talking about men having periods right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude gets caught having sex with a woman that's not his wife. Well, but that woman at the time identified as his wife. Who are you to say that that woman cannot identify as... You see what I mean? Like, do you
when does it end?
When does it end? What is the craziness here? Same vice versa. Graham, why is it always going to be men? But okay, your wife steps out on you with some dude that ain't you. But at the moment of passion, he identified as you.
Yeah. If gender is not confined to two genders,
then identity can't be either.
Then race is not either.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to get to college on a Native American
scholarship. Yeah, minority scholarship. Yeah, exactly.
Or age.
Yeah.
But, I want Medicaid or Medicare.
And that's my point. If you don't enforce rules and a hard line in the sand, per se.
Right.
Then, yeah, people can do whatever they want.
Right.
It's like legal loopholes. People, you want to know why people really hate lawyers? It's because lawyers know how to read the fine print. They know where the loopholes are, mm-hmm. and that's their job. Their job is to represent their client, and their job is to work the loopholes. That's it. Period. That's their job. Well, what we're doing is we're creating an atmosphere where there are no more rules anymore. Mm-hmm. Not really. The rules are, technically, you can do whatever you want. Technically.
Right.
You know? Do you have insurance? No, but I identify as someone who does. You know? So how can you deny me insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield? Mm-hmm. I identify as an insurance holder. You see what I'm saying? And people are like, well, that's not exactly the same. Are you sure? Are you sure it's not? Because we got people that identify as women, so they're buying female products knowing they ain't having no period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. It's crazy.
You know
what
I think it comes down to? Like I say all the time, good times create weak men.
Yep.
And we are in such good times. The economy's doing so well. Poverty is at its lowest in the history of the world that we have to create troubles for ourselves and create oppression and create, you know, struggle because it's so good. We rely on a little bit of struggle to fight. We're like fighting animals. And when everything's good, well, let's think of something to be upset about.
So we're on the thing. We just talked about the congresswoman with the affair and everything. So since we're talking about sex, like not what you identify as the actual act of sex, I have two things that I want to bring up to you, Jake, and I want to see what you think. Okay? And this goes for you, the listeners, as well. All right. So a tweet seen around the world. So this person's printed name on Twitter is Tylenol Pill, but her handle is No, This Is Leah.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Pretty clever. All right. All right, so it's one of those, you know how it's this thing on Twitter where people say one word, one line, and they repeat it like eight times?
Yes.
Okay, this one is, lying to get sex is rape. And it's thousands of people that agree with her. Is lying to get sex rape?
What kind of lie would a woman say, oh, okay, I'll have sex with you?
It doesn't matter. I'm a millionaire, and I've got $10 in the pocket.
Right.
Sleep with me, because I'm a millionaire. Now, I'm not condoning lying.
Right.
I'm not saying it's something you should do. But have we become so disconnected to what rape actually is?
Yeah.
For those of you who need a refresher on what rape is, I want to have sex with you. You say no, and then I make you have sex with me anyway.
Physically.
With you
forced.
Kicking and screaming and all this stuff, and I hurt you. Like, that is rape. Period. What you think I have that convinced you to consensually have sex with me,
mm-hmm.
that's not rape.
Right.
Now, is it wrong in the legal system? Could you do coercion of some kind? Maybe. Is mm-hmm. it rape? No. What is happening?
What if a girl says she's on birth control and she's really not?
Yeah.
Did she rape me?
Yeah, did she rape me? What if a girl says that she's only had sex with 5 people, but she's had sex with 27?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What if I meet a girl at a bar and we have sex with each other? And again, I'm married. I wouldn't do this. I'm giving a hypothetical. What if I meet a girl at a bar and let's go single days. Meet a girl at the bar. We do whatever we do, and then the next day I find out she's got two kids.
My God.
No, but the point is, did she rape me?
Yeah.
No.
Slippery slope.
No, you couldn't keep it in your pants or keep your legs closed enough long enough to find out the truth about those people.
I think the underlying thing in her tweet is, if a man lies, then it's rape. Women can lie if they want. That's not rape.
Women
can't rape men, Graham.
Well, you know, it's almost like that understood thing. And again, I've always been on the premise that this is not right and this is not okay. But there's a song in one of my favorite country songs, and it's called The House Rules. And the whole topic of it is the rules of, like, the bar that they're in, right? And it's like rule number 7 says don't touch the women, but they can grab whatever they want to.
Oh, I've seen that many times.
I know, but that's like the common thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, now again, if a woman grabbed me, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't invite that. You know what I mean? And so that's a very hypocritical thing that happens in our society, too, is men ain't allowed to do nothing.
Right.
But it's just kind of understood. If a woman gets a couple drinks in her, she gets a little flirty, da-da-da-da-da. You know, if she happens to rub up on you, that's just kind of there, you know, the way it is, right? And so, anyway, I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
And that's why, like, if something happens in a bar between a man and a woman and the dude hits the girl, everybody freaks out, as they should.
Yeah.
They say, you just hit a woman, because there are differences. And what this whole feminism movement is doing is taking away all those things. It's like, no, we are the exact same. We don't want urinals. We, you know, men can have periods too. We are complete equals. Well, you're going to eventually lose those things to where if you get into a scruffle with a guy and he hits you, people are going to say, we're woke. Like, that's okay now.
They're the same. It'd be no difference than me and you getting in a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of thing. All right, well, but they've even removed that. They sissified men so much that two dudes can't look at each other course one way and get into a brawl. Man, I remember, it's just the way it was. Dude, two dudes would get in a fight in high school, and they get broke up, and then they'd go back to class. You know what I mean? And honestly, the teachers would count to 20 before they go help.
Yeah.
Because they'd let him get it out of their system.
Can you imagine in the future, a girl's at a bar, and she slaps a guy, and everybody's like, oh, you just hit a man.
You just hit a man. All right.
You
so,
can't do that.
All right. So, okay, here's another one that was just insanity to me. All right. And hashtag Dear America, I want to know if you think this should be illegal or not. Okay. 26 states impose criminal penalties for knowingly exposing someone to HIV. Now, to be perfectly clear, I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But this is the part that trips me out. But this is Vox, by the way. But these laws make people with the virus vulnerable to stigma and abuse.
Huh.
So in other words, how dare we say that it should be a criminal act if they willingly have sex with someone or share a needle with someone, or I don't even know, like, the main ways anymore that people get HIV. You know what I'm saying?
You said it.
Yeah, you know, and but how dare they put such a stigma around us that we should be forced to tell people, oh, by the way, real quick, before you have sex with me, I've got HIV. You know, like
don't freak out.
Don't freak out. I kind of have AIDS. And I realize HIV and full-blown AIDS are two different things. Like, I get that. HIV leads to AIDS, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But the point is, no, of course you should.
Any transmitted disease.
Yes.
You got herpes.
Yes.
You might want to tell people.
Yeah,
you
need to tell some people,
them.
Man. Shoot, dude. And I don't know.
With herpes, they'll probably say, oh, don't worry, I got it too. All right, cool.
Yeah.
At least you let me know.
You know, and then I'm sure that there are a lot of people in the world that have HIV that would love to have sex with you.
Yeah.
You know, I just.
And it's not as deadly of a disease anymore.
No, like, they take things now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see that commercial that, you know, that they take a pill every day and it makes it like 0.00001% chance it's transmitted. The point is, you still have an obligation to let people know what they're getting into.
Right.
If lying for sex is rape, then withholding information for sex should also be rape.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Ooh, funny thing. All right, this isn't funny, but I thought it was funny. All right, try not to laugh.
All right.
Two Arkansas siblings were arrested on drug charges last weekend after the sister claimed her brother fed her a meth sandwich.
He fed me a meth sandwich.
I just made my seat go down. Oh, he fed me a meth sandwich.
I thought it was just ham and cheese.
That liar. All right. Okay. Oh, another funny thing. And again, I'm not trying to be gross or grotesque, but this is just all the news stuff right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about gender and sex and vital organs and all this stuff. All right. New York Post. You ready? Doctors are now warning women not to use toothpaste to tighten their genitalia.
My goodness.
Doctors are now having to warn women because enough women are believing that old wives' tale that if you use toothpaste, you'll be 21 again.
My goodness.
Can you believe that? That's like a real thing. Oh, okay. Oh, Jake, you'll like this. For those of you who don't know this about Jake, all right, I've been with Jake for a while here. He has no idea what I'm about to say. He's looking at me like awful concerned. Jake is that guy that if you're a server, he's secretly judging you the entire time. Like, that is Jake. Like, Jake is the guy that's like looking at his watch, see how long it takes you to kind of get back with the drink and stuff. Look, he said, look.
Hardly.
No, that is so not true. Anyway.
I tip accordingly.
Yeah, see? See?
I'm just playing along with you.
All right. Washington Post says that a perspective now is poor service, question mark. You still have to tip 20% no matter what.
Oh, really?
That's what it says. It says that public perspective is that no matter how, hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think. No matter how bad the service is, you have to tip 20% no matter what.
Hmm.
I didn't even know it's gone up to 20%. When did that happen?
They're going to raise minimum wage to $100 an hour anyway.
But
so.
When did, 20% of $100 is a lot. Anyway, the point is, when did that go up? I thought it was 10% is like the base minimum.
Oh, no, it's 20.
Did it?
Yeah.
I mean, I always tip a lot, but I'm just saying, I thought that
not base minimum, but like if you had a decent experience, like it was just a normal, it's like, all right, 20%.
No, I normally am the guy like, you know, I always do at least $10.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really do percentages. Like, I normally do.
Well, if I'm going into a place and going to spend 40 or 50 bucks on nice food and my experience is ruined by somebody who's rude and doesn't give me a refill or
whatever
it is.
Yeah, so 20% would be like $8.
Yeah, it's like, why do you deserve to get more money
when
you weren't doing your job? But I do tip well, though. Like, I may be critical.
Okay, all right. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think. All right. I know it's getting close, Jake, but I got a lot of little random things to bring your way here. Okay, are you ready for this? Fox News reported this. The Vatican, right? You ready? Aww. Bringing some Catholicism in here. All right. The Vatican unveils the smart rosary activated by making the sign of the cross. Vatican officials on Tuesday unveiled the e-rosary wearable bracelet, which is activated by making the sign of the cross. It's connected to the Click to Pray app, the official prayer app of Pope Francis Worldwide Prayer Network.
Wow.
Look at this. Look, it's a bracelet, and with your finger over the cross, you do like the cross thing, and it like activates the bracelet.
Man,
I wish that was a joke, dude. That's word for word what it says. I mean, like the Click to Pray app. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? The Click to Pray. Yeah. You know one thing? I mean, I know that God and Jesus know everything. But there's just some things you look back and go, did you really know that was coming? I mean, I know you did, but
men having periods.
When you were on the cross, did you really think that we would invent apps that people had to click to pray to you through an app on a phone? You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy, crazy thing. Ooh, speaking of crazy things, I told you I had a lot. The Hill reports AOC is getting her own action figure. Look at it.
That's awesome.
That's a demon-possessed thing. You know how they got on the Tulsi Gabbard for wearing the all-white power outfit?
They're switching to it.
AOC wore it. You remember when half the people wore... No, not just at the wall. You remember when Trump's address thing? Like all
State
of them
of the
were wearing...
Union.
Yeah, State of the Union. They're all wearing white. Where was that outrage?
In solidarity.
Lady Gaga is in news because she posted an x-ray of her doing the white power symbol.
Oh, my God.
Nobody said a freaking word about it either because it's Lady Gaga. Let's see. I think I got one more.
I got one, too.
Oh, okay. Go.
So, Seattle public schools say math is racist.
Oh, my God.
Another thing. They suggest that math is subjective and racist, saying under one section, who gets to say if an answer is right? And under another, how is math manipulated to allow inequality and oppression to persist? Y'all, come on.
I will say that math always left me feeling unwanted and inferior. I will say that.
They say Western mathematics is used to disenfranchise people in communities of color.
Racism?
Math itself?
Math itself. Okay. Well, it seems to work when we pay these black athletes millions of dollars. Nobody complains then. All right. Well, let's talk about racism. I'm glad you brought that up. Newsweek. Okay, as you can see, this is a picture of a African American's hand with an IV in it. Toxic racism damages genes of black people and shortens lives.
Well, I can see how like stress would, and if you get stressed out by things that aren't
damages the genes.
Yeah,
Jake, that's the part. Yeah. Maybe shortens lives because if you really lived in an impoverished area, I can get with that. But damages your genes?
Or if you think Trump is Hitler and a racist, you're going to be stressing out all the time.
Damages your genes. I don't understand how... I don't understand the case. It's like it's almost like the weather racism thing. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When like certain white neighborhoods had better weather than other places?
Yeah. It was all a part of the Nazi plan.
All right. And then this is the last thing I have. Sesame Street introduces a new Muppet named Carly. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Whose mother has an opioid addiction.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Carly.
How common it is now.
There she is right there. She kind of looks like a green Elmo. In fact, I'm pretty sure that's what that is. It's like a green Elmo. Carly, mom has an opioid addiction. That's what we're introducing to children.
Yeah.
On Sesame Street.
I mean, wouldn't that have been, what's the one who lives in the trash can?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah.
Like, bet you his mom has an opioid addiction already. Why do we need to make it the character?
Yeah, he's homeless because he lost his house for putting it up against drugs. I mean, if we were going to do it, there was already a character there. Or the Cookie Monster. He smokes weed all day. He's hungry all the time. I was never a big Sesame Street fan. I was a Gilbert fan. You remember Gilbert?
I do.
I was a Gilbert fan. I like Gilbert. Hashtag Dear America. Any of y'all remember Gilbert? Hashtag bring back Gilbert. Anyway, Gilbert was really cool because he always gave you like a life lesson, like at the end of the thing. Now we got Carly, the Muppet whose mom has an opioid addiction. What are we talking about? What's happening?
They're going to start teaching about, you know, needle care and watching out where you step on Sesame Street.
All I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, this is real stuff. Like, you know, I love talking about positive things, but I really kind of enjoy bringing this stuff to light because a lot of people are like, does that really happen? Do people really? Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. This is real stuff. Everything that you've heard right now, you're probably throwing stuff at the radio. But this is what's really going on. This is truth.
Yeah.
Welcome to it. Anyway, all I'm saying is there is hope because Donald Trump is still president. There are people that still believe in the American values and they still believe there's only two genders. Ladies, don't use toothpaste for anything other than appropriately approved reasons. don't lie to hook up with people. What else did we talk about? Don't buy the AOC doll. That's terrifying. It's right up there with the Chucky movie. Anyway, the point is, thank you guys so much for listening to yet another Candid Me and Jake episode of the Dear America podcast. We hope you enjoyed this. Jake, where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram at producer_Jake.
And I am Graham Allen. Thank you so much for listening to the Dear America podcast, and we'll see you again next time.
See you.